Humpback whales support a whale-watching industry in Juneau worth tens of millions of dollars. The whales come to Southeast Alaska year after year and bring their newborn calves with them. But for the past few years, many whales haven't come back. KTOO's Jake Steinberg has the report on what happened to the missing whales.
It's hard to wrap your mind around a humpback whale. They're longer than a school bus and so massive that each foot of that length weighs nearly a ton. Like us, they have to breathe, and when they do that, they expel water from their blowhole, launching it 20 feet in the air. And that's what we're looking for aboard the whale-watching boat Odyssey.
This is our first trip out on the water today, and we don't really know what's out there. We have reports of at least a couple different whales hanging out.
Whale-watching is a popular tourist activity in Juneau. It's easy to see why. No aquarium in the world could hold what this trip offers.
A couple whales kind of hanging out in this area. Not really sure. Oh, wait, there's one right there.
Everyone runs to one side of the boat. They aim their cameras at a dark hump jutting through the waves. The whale lingers for a moment, but soon all we can see is its tail.
So that whale that just dove had that little white on there. Her name is Sasha.
Each whale's fluke is unique, like a fingerprint. On Sasha's is a mark that resembles the letters A and K. In Hawaii, she's known as the Alaska whale. Humpbacks spend the winter down in the warm tropics and return to Southeast Alaska every summer to feast on herring and krill. But over the past few years, some whales haven't been coming back. Chris Gabriel works for the National Park Service in Glacier Bay. She spends the summer sitting in a boat and counting whales. She says the whales were doing great until 2014. Then the number of whales in the park plunged.
It took me aback when so many whales that previously had come to Glacier Bay year after year after year, and we're talking like for 20, 30, even 40 years, all of a sudden disappeared.
Overall, the number of whales in Glacier Bay declined by nearly half between 2013 and 2017. And some whales that did come back were abnormally skinny. Glacier Bay is the only place in Southeast Alaska where humpback whale numbers are monitored year after year, but anecdotal reports throughout Southeast tell a similar story. Whale numbers are down. Gabriel has a suspect.
People call it the blob.
Yes, the blob. The marine heat wave that swept across the North Pacific beginning in late 2013. It disrupted the entire food chain. And to understand why, you have to start at the bottom. Normally, the zooplankton in the North Pacific are rich in lipids and nutrients. But after the blob warmed up the ocean, the zooplankton didn't grow as fat or plentiful. That meant less food for fish and krill, and malnutrition spread all the way up the food chain. The whales returned to this food desert after fasting all winter. And for animals that need as much food as whales do, there just wasn't enough. So does that mean all the whales starved? Well, not exactly.
We're not seeing carcasses. We're not seeing an increased number of dead whales.
That's Susie Tierlink. She's a marine mammal specialist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says it's more likely the whales just went somewhere there's more food.
Humpback whales will follow the prey, and they are very resourceful and adaptive, and the prey is not always reliable, and it can be different from year to year, and humpback whales are really good at adapting and finding the prey that they need.
More humpbacks than normal have been reported in the Bering Sea and offshore in the Gulf of Alaska. But there's no way to know for sure where all the whales went. They may be big, but the ocean is much, much bigger. So now that the blob is receding, will the humpbacks that left come back? Tierlink says that depends.
It's hard to say if humpback whales will come back, but given that we don't think that humpback whale numbers are decreasing and that they're actually more likely to be shifting their distribution, it seems intuitive that there might be a shift back if the prey became available.
Until then, whales like Sasha will have to contend with more boats following them around. Research suggests that so long as whale-watching boats give whales space, they don't pose a threat. And that's good news for the industry. With 60 vessels in Juneau and counting, that makes each whale all the more valuable. In Juneau, I'm Jake Steinberg.